drying pig, of course, takes us year-round effort to get ready for that one weekend in May. However, we do very much like the idea of promoting running and healthy activity throughout the year. About this time last year, Greg Hardman approached us about the possibility of helping them with their Hootie 14K and 7K runs. The initial year, the first year they did it, it met with great success, but they felt that operationally, you know, we might be able to bring some help to the table. So in its second year, the Flying Pig stepped up, helped them on the operation side. Greg liked what he saw. He and I started talking about the mission of the Flying Pig and how, as part of that mission, we, of course, try to promote running in our community, but also the heritage of Cincinnati. And so we've very well promoted the pork history, but now we're combining our forces with him and going to promote the beer history, which also had a great impact on our community and the local economy. We think it'll be very fun. Runners like these shorter distances where they can train for the pig, where they can keep in shape year-round, and, you know, combining the fun surrounding the beer heritage. We just think that it'll be very successful. We'll probably tap into it. Maybe our young professionals who do like to run in these events throughout the year, and it'll give us a platform to promote running year-round.
So there are going to be three races. Which of the three, because you said already this is the second year for two of them, which of the three will be the new one?
Well, actually, the Hootie 14K and the 7K, we consider one event. That happens Oktoberfest weekend. We're adding two more to the series. The Christian Moorline Beer Series will be the umbrella. We will have a 5K March 2nd to celebrate Bockfest in the Over the Rhine area, and of course, you know, that very much celebrates our beer heritage and the heritage trail. Then race weekend, Flying Pig race weekend, we are adding a Little Kings mile, and that will be a one-mile race down Main Street, culminating in a big party and a concert at the Logger House.
Runners in the Christian Moorline Beer Series races will help raise money for several local charities. They include the Brewery District Community Urban Redevelopment Corporation, the Cincinnati Brewery Heritage Trail, the Flying Pig Marathon Charities, and Give Back Cincinnati. I'm Steve Hirschberg.